Welcome back to Blackhawks Live on 720 WGN Radio. We're talking with the longtime head athletic trainer for the Chicago Blackhawks, Mike Gapsky, announcing his retirement after a long 36-year career. He's the most tenured NHL head athletic trainer to serve for one team. Mike, congratulations on your retirement. Do you know what you're going to do right away? Are you planning a trip, or are you just going to chill out for a bit?
Thanks, Joe. No, I think we're just going to chill out here. It's summertime, and we've got a place in Michigan that we go to and enjoy this summer, and I've done that every year for like the last 5 years. So we're just going to do that come up now, and then I guess when September comes, I'm going to still be involved with the organization in terms of like helping with the transition period. So I'll be around for training camp and for like the first couple months and stuff like that, just to help the new hire to transition, because I've been around for a long time. I'll do whatever I can to help him out.
I feel like is that a decent transition for you too, to kind of ease out of the job?
It is. I'm kind of excited to see. I love the new management, like Kyle and Megan and Jeff and Norm, and it'd be nice to be around for a little bit to see how they can turn this around to get it back upright again.
Actually, to that point, because obviously you're around so many different teams, you're around so many different years, and I mean, every team has a different dynamic, and there's kind of a sense of a feel in the locker room. But what is it about this team that, even though the record hasn't gone as well as anyone would have hoped to, I mean, here they are, a game left in the season, and they're still fighting for their lives out in the ice. What is it about this group that has really brought them all together, despite the record?
Well, we have a good group of guys. I mean, I think they love Luke and the coaching staff. There's great communication with all them, and we're having fun. These guys, even though they may on paper, the talent might not be there. I'm not the judge of that, but they work hard. I mean, I watch, and as I go, I said, one thing I can will say is like you watch this team, and they don't give up, and they just work really hard. I mean, you watched the game last night in Pittsburgh. It's like, geez, they got quite on paper, they've got a great group of guys, and it's like, but we were just all over them, swarming them, and you got to give that to the coaching staff because they get them going. We like to have fun with them in the locker room also, four games and practices and stuff like that. We sit around, we joke, we have some good camaraderie, and we're not sitting there crying, oh, why poor me, we're in last place, blah blah blah. Just go out there and have fun and get them ready to go.
That's kind of cool. Aside from all the responsibilities that you have, you feel like you're kind of, you and your staff are kind of the group to make things a little bit more lighthearted and keep things at ease for the players a little bit?
Yeah, I think we all do, because we eat, sleep, and live together for like 7 months a year, for 24 hours a day for 7 months a year. So it's just naturally inherent in human nature that you develop a relationship with these guys. So it's constantly you're joking this and you're having fun there, and what you do last night, it's fun. And then when game time comes, you flip the switch and you get them ready to go.
That's cool. How long did you think you'd have this job, Mike?
When I first took the job, I was just hoping to make it half as long as Skip Fair did. He was there for 18 years, and I was just hoping them to make it. And I knew little Skip a little bit, and I got to know him later after I took over for him, and he moved to Florida and to Pittsburgh. I got to know him. I loved the guy. He's a great guy, and I was just hoping to make it to half of what he did, and I not even knowing I would be here this long.
That's really cool. How big of a hockey fan were you before getting this job?
We're from Chicago, born and raised, and my mother and father were big Blackhawk fans growing up. I mean, every Saturday night, even at Gapsky House, is a popcorn and Blackhawk night. So I think my mother was more excited when I got the call to interview for the job than I was.
That's really cool. So it was a dream come true back in 1987 when you landed this gig, huh?
It was. I didn't anticipate it. I liked teaching in college. I liked working at the university. I hadn't anticipated going pro at that time. If I were to go pro, the Blackhawks and or the White Sox would have been the Blackhawks would have been number one team. The White Sox would have been number two team. And so when the Blackhawks called me, I was excited, and my mother was obviously really, really more excited. And I did a couple of interviews, and they said, okay, the job's yours if you can come to terms with the general manager.
Now, obviously, the NHL season is a long one. It can be grueling. But a lot of people who work different sports try to kind of compare the schedules and the seasons. And they're all very different. They're all very unique. If you come from a baseball side of things, everyone says that hockey and basketball is a little bit more relaxed. But then you talk to any of them and they say that football is the most relaxed. Do you feel like you would have fit in with any other type of schedule, with any other type of sport? Or do you think it would have been hockey or nothing for you?
Primarily hockey, but though I would have liked to challenge it because I did work baseball in college also. So I was a baseball hockey trainer, so I have experience with both. But knowing how long the baseball schedule is, and I like my summers off after, you know, teaching and being athletic trainer in college, you get your summers off. So having the summers off for as many years as I had, I'm really excited and glad that I got the job with the Blackhawks.
For sure. What's a big part of this job that a lot of people don't realize?
Time commitment is one. It's kind of like, I know we do have summers off for the most part, but you're never really off. You're a phone call away and stuff like that. So it's time commitment. And it's because it's, you're set by schedule and you have no control over that. So that's kind of the hardest part, but it's, then again, I mean, I love the camaraderie of being with the guys on a daily basis and, you know, having the fun we do in the training rooms and, you know, making sure they're taken care of, looked after and getting what they need to, you know, get ready to perform that night. You know, I just really assess with the guys in the background, just kind of getting the talent ready to go on stage.
We're talking with Mike Gapski. He's the head athletic trainer for the Blackhawks, announcing his retirement after 36 years. What about young athletes getting into hockey or any other sport for that matter? What would you say or recommend is some of your advice for looking to pursue a professional career in sports, something that they might not know, one of the most common misconceptions about young athletes these days?
I don't really think they realize how hard it is. I mean, the work that these guys have been put into it. You know, you look at a guy like I watched Kaner on a daily basis for the last 17 years or how many years we have, and he's the first one on the ice. He's the last one off the ice. Taser, the same thing. All these guys that, you know, they don't want to get off the ice. They want practice to be over. They just want to stay out there and just continue to get better. And it's a dedication. It's you know, but you have to be willing to put the work in. It's not one of those things where some kids are talented, but you don't get by it on talent alone. You have to have talent along with the hard work and the desire to win.
Well, sometimes, I mean, especially in hockey, we see players that are maybe too determined to work too hard and maybe too stubborn, but that's just because it's in their DNA as competitors. Did you ever have to show your expertise and your all the experience that you've had and kind of tell a player, no, you gotta let up a little bit here. You gotta take a breather. Cause a lot of those guys don't like to do that.
Yeah, there's occasions like that. I mean, there is, because guys are really competitive. They want to work all the time. It's like, okay, just because a little's good doesn't mean a lot there. You know, because especially in the rehab business, you know, I don't want the players or anything to develop like a tendonitis or something like that. So, you know, let's just follow our rules and follow our lead and just, you know, we know what we're doing. We've been doing this for a long time. Just kind of go along with that and it'll all fall in place.
You've been around so long, I can't ask you to pinpoint a favorite player or maybe even who the toughest player you think you've ever dealt with, but just kind of want to go through a few of the examples of toughness from Chicago Blackhawks, and I guess we'll have to start with Duncan Keith in the 2010 Western Conference Final. I know the Blackhawks have a team dentist, but can you kind of take us back to that moment when Duncan Keith loses his chiclets out on the ice?
Yeah, it was. He got hit in the mouth, lost his teeth, went in the training room, and I mean, fortunately for him, the teeth were completely knocked out, and that, so there was no nerve exposures, which made it easier for us to kind of numb him up a little bit and get him back in the game. Because for that type of injury, you know, as long as he did not have a significant laceration, just something that's mean as some minor sutures, but then we were able to use, you know, medications to numb his teeth, just like as you would go into any dentist, they would numb it up, and his mouth was fine, and I'm out there and ready to go again. That was a tough injury. Now I tell you what, that guy's got, so he's tough.
But I mean, that's just kind of hockey players, right? I mean, we saw Max Domi earlier this year get a few teeth knocked out, and he comes back in the third period, he scores a goal. I mean, it's almost like, yeah, if you're not out there, then something's wrong with you.
It is. Yeah, that's old school mentality, and it's those guys. Well, Max Dobie's dad played in the league, and Keith, he was one of the fiercest competitors. You know, he's not missing the game no matter what. Even though, you know, he's worked as hard his whole life. He's always researching new stuff to do, and you know, working with us, and it's been a pleasure working with him. I love working with that guy. He's a different bird, and you know, these young kids follow him around. They're gonna learn some important life skills, life lessons, and what it's like to be a professional athlete.
That's pretty cool. All right, lastly, got to ask about Marian Hossa. I mean, obviously, his book shed so much light on what he was dealing with. Obviously, you were mentioned a few times in that. But I mean, what type of things did you learn about Marian Hossa's competitive nature with everything that he went through, especially in the 2013 playoffs?
He's probably one of my favorite players of all time. He's a class guy. He always treated us with respect and well, never lost his cool, never lost anything. And he's just a fierce competitor. And that was tough on him. I mean, we went through a lot, and it was a lot to manage. But as long as we managed that appropriately, we were able to get him through what we did. And but you know, it's hard to really describe how difficult it was, but you know, at the end of the day, as long as we monitored the things closely, we were able to keep it in check, and he was able to continue to perform.
Well, Mike, I really appreciate the time you've given us today. Obviously, you're a big part of Blackhawks history, and to be part of that dynasty era, too, your name's always going to be etched and attached to those teams. And the coolest thing I think about you, Mike, is how homegrown you are, how true you stay to that, but how well you're respected throughout everybody, and it's totally understood. You are the reason I first got to see the Stanley Cup, so I want to personally thank you for that. It's just been really cool to be on the outside looking into your whole career, and congratulations on the retirement. Very well deserved.
Thanks, Joe. I really appreciate it.
All right. Take care. That is Mike Gapski. We'll have more Blackhawks Live coming up, 720 WGN.